Prologue. Assisi, 25 March, 1230. Simone della Rocca Paida scanned the alley where the friars would emerge. Come on. Come to me now, you venomous church mice. Let's be done with this sorry business. The knight straightened in his saddle and loosened his sword in its scabbard. His tongue had gone dry as wool. The crowd made him edgy. All morning, spectators had streamed into the piazza, ignoring the ankle-deep muck and the hint of another downpour to come. The chief administrator of the city, Mayor Giancarlo, had declared a holiday, and no mere spring shower, nor even the barrier erected overnight, could spoil their festive mood. Giancarlo's civil guards had dragged timbers and marble blocks from the new basilica's half-completed upper church to create a low wall across the square. Now the guards shunted the townspeople behind it like fish into a holding pond, where they squirmed and wriggled for a prime view. The din increased with the congestion. Those who strained to hear the chanting of the friars above the noise wasted their effort. They could only fix their eyes in the same direction as Simone. At last the knight saw the incense boiling from the alleyway. A tall crucifix bobbed above the smoke and the skullcaps of the boys who swung the censers as the procession entered the square. Too late now for misgivings. Simone had mounted his horsemen to face the clearing from the porch of the upper church. He nodded to the other riders and placed his helmet over his head, brushing the tuft for luck. His hand twitched over the hilt of his sword while he squeezed his knees against his horse's ribs. He swallowed hard against the dryness in his throat and nudged the animal slowly forward into the space between the people and the procession. The hooves sucking in the mud with each step, the deceptively gentle pinging of the knight's armor, hardly ruffled the chant as a double file of cardinals in red cassocks and copes inched like a brilliant centipede along the boards laid across the piazza. Neither they, nor the ermine-cloaked bishops who followed, showed the slightest alarm as the horses plodded nearer, nor did the people crossing themselves and genuflecting behind the barricade. And why should they? These were the warriors of the Rocca Paida, the hilltop fortress that protected the city from danger. Everyone had heard the rumor that the Perugians planned to kidnap the saint's remains, or so Simone hoped. Surprise would be his best ally. Behind the bishops marched the friars, and at the heart of their column, the coffin-bearers. They crossed the piazza along the ledge of the embankment that marked its southern boundary. The crucifix, cardinals, and bishops had already disappeared down the dirt path leading to the lower church and waited in formation in the courtyard outside. Simone's moment had come.